Jesus can do whatever Jesus wants to do, and I don't understand all that Jesus does. And we as Christians should have that attitude. Jesus is more than us, not less. Okay? So let's get to the stuff that is clear for us today. This is the important stuff for us. It says that in it, only a few people, eight in all, talking about the ark, were saved through the water. And then he's going to talk about that whole episode in Genesis is kind of an experience that points towards baptism. He says, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Now, the little hyphen there is really important, and we'll get to it. Baptism doesn't save us, like doesn't get us right with God just by dunking us in water. Like just, you know, getting dunked in some water doesn't mean, oh, now Jesus is excited about you or connected to you. And that's going to be really clear in this next verse. It explains, it says, not the removal of dirt from the body. Getting in this baptistry tub right here doesn't do anything magical. What changes you is, it says, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So baptism is a symbol for what saves us. And then there's a two piece here to the symbol, right? We pledge ourselves to God. What that means is you're saying, I can't do my life on my own. I can't fix myself on my own. My way is not the best way. I have a clear conscience saying I'm giving everything over to God. I'm not holding anything back. I'm letting go. That's the clear conscience. I'm letting go and I'm pledging I'm going to follow you, Jesus. And in baptism, the moment of that that's kind of symbolized is when you go down into the water, that's like saying I'm dead to my old life. I'm letting go of the keys of my life. And it's a vulnerable position to be in. When you're baptized, you got your arms crossed or something, you choose to go down, right? But the reason we have somebody else in there is you can't really get yourself back up, right? And that's all symbolic. This is a good symbol there because we make the pledge, but Jesus does the saving, right? We get into the water, he lifts us back up. We die to ourselves, he raises us to new life. Now, if you were here in the church yesterday, you're probably here for this really sweet wedding that we had with Linda and Lance. It was, yeah, they're right here. And that wedding is not a marriage. The wedding was the symbol for their marriage, right? And it was a ceremony to say the things we're doing right now, we want that to be true for the rest of their lives. Because they were making each other super important. They were committing to each other. They're showing love to each other. They're being celebrated. Rachel and the wedding ministry team did an awesome job decorating and things. Yeah. And so that's a great symbol and ceremony for what should be true every day of their marriage, right? Baptism is this ceremony of what should be happening every day in our walk with Jesus. Jesus says, every day, pick up your cross and follow me. Jesus knows the way we're wired. You don't make a decision to follow Jesus once and never have to go through any dying to yourself, right? Every single day, you got to choose once again to say, I'm done with my best ideas. I'm done with my fear. I'm done with my pride. I'm done with my entitlement about how my day should go or how other people should treat me. Jesus, will you make me into a type of person like you are? We can't do that piece of it. Every day, we got to go to him and say, I'm going to hand over the keys and I'm going to have faith that you will give me new life. That you'll help me respond to that person who's cruel to me with blessing. That you'll help me be patient when no one else around me is. That you'll help me be generous when everyone else is stingy. That I'll be like Jesus. We can't pull that off. So every single day we die and we raise. That's the way it's supposed to work. And so baptism is our start of our journey with Jesus, is this ceremony to say, I'm serious about that. And I want to celebrate with my family, which is our church. I want to celebrate that I'm done with my old life, and I trust Jesus to raise me to new life. right? So that's everything described here. The next verse kind of gets at the same idea. Jesus has gone into heaven, he's at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and power and submission to him. The only one who can set you free is Jesus. So real quick recap, and then we've got something really special for you guys today. I started with just, do we have the humility to say, I can't see it all, but I can see what's right in front of me. And what's right in front of me is clear. I need to pledge myself to Jesus today. I need to say, Jesus, I can't do it on my own. I need to give over this part of me to you. And for you, it might be something really specific. In Marcus's class downstairs, they were reading this passage where Jesus is challenging people to give stuff up. And Marcus said, before you leave the room, tell me what you're going to give up. So there was this line of like 70 or 80 people that had to tell Marcus what they were going to give up because Jesus was serious about that. And for you, what do you need to die to? Because that is our part. We do have a part to play. You get to say, Jesus, take over this piece of my life. What's a part of your life that you need to say that to Jesus right now? That you need to do something different this afternoon because you're giving over control. The final piece, though, that's awesome is like Jesus will do the hard work. If you will obey him, then he will give you new life. And if you even attempt to obey him and ask for help, he'll help you obey him and give you new life. And that's typically how it works. It's this cycle thing. It's like, Jesus, I can't do it on my own. Jesus helps me, and then I see how much further I have to go. And I say, Jesus, help me go further. And then he helps me more, right? And he'll push you and push you and push you, but he will start wherever you're at.